Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the Hour. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Dr. Eric Cole, author of Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. That's available, I'm sure, Eric, wherever books are sold. Give us your other website, too, please.
So we have SecureAnchor.com, which is my company website, and Online Danger, which is my book website.
All right, so check that out, folks. So, Eric, we've been talking about the dangers of the bad guys coming down market and going after us and going after us for a number of different reasons. We haven't even talked about the ransomware stuff that goes on. What happens if we – what do we do if we actually find out we've been breached, that we've had our penetration?
The hard part is, as a small business, other than hoping that you have backups of your information, buying new computer systems, and getting rebuilt, there's not a whole lot you can do, because I'll tell you right now, you can report it to law enforcement, but there is so much of this activity, the laws are not sufficient, and most of them are coming from Russia, that you're really not going to get any resolution. What I always tell folks is, assume you're going to get hacked, always back up your data at least once a week, sometimes more frequently if you have critical information. Make sure it's an out-of-band storage, like in a safe or somewhere that's not directly accessible from your computer, and then have some extra computers available. So if it happens, you basically just turn your system off and then install all the data on a new device.
Right. Now, see, I use, and I don't mind mentioning the name. They're not a sponsor. I don't pay them. They don't pay me anything to say this. I use Carbonite. And I've been using them for years. And even though I don't store my stuff in the cloud as I work on it, it's all my stuff is you know on my laptop. We do all that stuff here. If I hit save, if I save a device, folks, within seconds that updated file on that file is secure in the cloud, in Carbonite. I've checked it, and I can go back and get it, and it's not expensive, and you don't have to be operating in the cloud to have that. You can be operating resident. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I think that's a great solution, because what it really comes down to is your business is based on access to your information. So what you want to make sure is your critical information is backup, secure, and safe, because the difference between a major breach and a minor breach is not the number of computers, it's the amount of data that's getting compromised. So that solution where you're taking an image, backing it up to a secure location, it is encrypted, so the information is protected. And this way, if anything happens, you can do timely recovery.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. It's not even so much what you've lost is the disruption. And there's one other thing we have to point out here, Eric. More and more, this has been going on now for 30 years at least, more and more small businesses are integrated partners with big companies. And so increasingly, we're even getting more customer-facing as the years go by. And so we're increasingly either we have information that's critical to our customers or we're linking up to them where maybe in the conduit between the two of us, a bad guy could get through. We're going to increasingly be required by our customers to prove that we can sustain security. What do you think?
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot more of these regulations coming down. Depending on where your business operates, you might have heard of GDPR. This was a European standard, but essentially if you had any residents of Europe, so even a local dentist, if they had some people that live in the U.S. but are residents of the U.K. or Germany, they would have been impacted by this. And we're seeing a lot more of these regulations come down. So what I always tell small businesses is don't wait for your customers to ask for it. You should have a general statement on your overall security. You should have a basic assessment done. You can do this yourself. You can hire companies to do it very cheaply, but you should have a general idea of what your security is, what your policy is, how you protect data, where you store it, how it's encrypted.
Does your book teach people how to train your employees to avoid the bad guys?
Absolutely. That's what online danger is all about.
Folks, that's one little reason. It's a big reason, but it's just one reason why you should check out his book, because you've got to know how to train your people. We do this all the time in our office. We get a new employee, we grill them on how to take care of our stuff and not let bad guys in. I need the website one more time, Eric.
OnlineDanger.com and SecureAnchor.com.
All right. Hey, Eric, come back soon. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Eric Cole, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We'll get him back with more of his wisdom. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.